You're listening to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS as we talk right now with recent PCM graduate Dalton Kingery. And Dalton just back from a trip to the National High School Finals Rodeo out in Rock Springs, Wyoming here recently. And Dalton, we talked to you before you took off for the trip. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be back with you chatting.
Well, you are just fresh back. After the National High School Finals Rodeo was over, you spent a little bit of time working on a ranch. We'll probably talk about that in a bit. But let's talk about this trip. This is something that this was your second time out for National High School Finals Rodeo. So what was different maybe this time through than the first time?
Well, the location was different. It was a different place. I mean, completely different setup. So it's kind of cool. I mean, it's the same rodeo, largest rodeo in the world. But yeah, location was different, and then the atmosphere was a bunch different. Like, first time I went, everything was so cool and new to me, and kind of shell-shocked me a little bit, kind of put me in a different state of mind than I normally am at a rodeo. And this time, I kind of knew it was my last time. I was going out there, and I was just going to have a good time and have fun, but I had goals that I wanted to meet. You know, I wanted to be in that top 20 and make a dent out there, and so I really kind of buckled down and bared down on what I had to do. I was practicing every night.
It sounds kind of more like a business-like approach for you, and I know you mentioned the first time that you went out to Gillette, everything seemed so big. You were talking about just the spectacle of it all the trucks, all the trailers, just the whole size of it all. Did it seem smaller this time through, or you know, were you able to kind of keep the blinders on, so to speak?
It's still pretty big, but I was able not to get overwhelmed by it. I was the first one to check in because I was there a week ahead of time helping my dad set up. He was working the rodeo. Well, second person to check in, I guess. I kind of jumped in with the Texas Queen, pretty good-looking girl. They had been there for hours waiting to check in. They wanted to be the first to check in so they could get an interview for the first queen that checks in or whatnot. And so I just sat there and hung out with them, and they liked talking with me, so I let her go first, and I went second. I don't know, it was huge. I mean, the Sweetwater Complex there worked unbelievably hard to accommodate that big of an event, and they made sure they went above and beyond for it. So it was just a big rodeo.
Well, Dalton, you were out there in saddle bronc riding and also bareback riding, and so wanted to talk to you about your performances. Last time we talked, you were coming off of the state competition. Now at the national stage, let's talk about a little bit of each of your performances, and let's start off maybe with saddle bronc. I know that from talking to you beforehand, didn't get as deep as you wanted to go, but break down what happened for you.
Well, my first horse I got on was a good horse, and I got on, and she bucked real well. And I could have made it look better, but I just never felt the horse very well. Just didn't start right. And about 7.5 seconds, she bucked me down and actually got kind of loopy-headed from it, landed on my head. But I was kind of upset about it, but I knew I still had my bareback riding because I'd covered my first bareback horse. And I knew I still had one more saddle bronc. And I knew that it was wide open, because so many people were bucking off, and at the end of the first round there wasn't even 20 people that had made it through. So I was pretty confident that I could still make it through, and then I got on my second horse, found out she's just an old campaigner, just a good horse, nothing dirty in tricks, in which there was a lot of that out there. So I was pretty excited. I really got in the right type of mind, really focused on making my mark out, and I thought I had it. I was about 100% positive I did, but one of the judges threw a flag, so I ended up getting no score. Kind of sucked because it was probably one of the best rides I've made on a saddle bronc course. Just really had everything clicked, everything in time. It just felt picture perfect, and then it kind of added salt to the wound when the judges talked to you afterwards. Tell you, man, you made a good ride. He says, he's fixing on winning this round. And then the judge that threw the flag says, I sure hated to throw that flag. He says, I just thought you was a little low on that mark out. Told my dad that too, and we watched it and wasn't sure what they were looking at, but they see what they see, and there's nothing you can do about it. So.
Well, I know that you really had your sights set on, as you said, making the short go, being in that top 20, but at the same time, were there still things you could take away from that experience and make it be beneficial for you in the future?
Oh, definitely. I didn't let it get to me. I mean, I seen a bunch of kids that buck off a horse or a bull or something and throw a big fit. And I think the way I presented myself represented Iowa and my family well. I didn't throw a fit or act upset. I just took care of business. I think it helped that I also had the bareback riding there to where I knew I wasn't done. But it was a little emotional. I mean, my last high school nationals, last horse I'll ever get to ride there. And I knew that I had to do something big to make it back to the short go on one horse. And when I nodded my head, I went for it. And it all went great till I seen the flag on the ground. Knowing that I did all I could do kind of was closure enough for me.
Dalton Kingery joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA, KRLS, talking about the National High School Finals Rodeo. You mentioned the bareback riding. Let's go ahead and talk about that portion of the competition. Found some success there and were able to make, as you said earlier, a dent in the competition.
Yeah, well, my first horse, as you've seen on the video, was kind of wild and really ranchy. Come out there and spun away from my hand, which really is uncomfortable for me because I hurt my wrist. And when you're away from your hand on your rig and it really strains on it. And I was really trying her real hard, trying to pick her up and gather, spurt over her neck a couple times. And then after the whistle, it got real wild and ended up hung up and drug around for a little bit. Pickup man go throw a rope on her, rope goes over me, and then he tries to pull it back over, and when he does, she jumps up and it pulls her down. Her feet go out to the side, and her belly lands right on top of me. And she tried to get up, and I held her down. I couldn't breathe, but I held her down. She's holding still. I can get my hand out. So I got my hand out, and then I pushed her back up. And a lot of people were pretty nervous about that. You can kind of hear on the video the gas from the crowd, but it really happened the best way it could have. It looked worse than it really was, but I was pretty fortunate that that was all that happened.
Well, you're talking about video, and I know that our listeners can't see it, but you described it all very well, but all of that happens in the blink of an eye. And yeah. I know for myself getting the chance to watch that and for you watching it, I was always curious, is it feel as violent for you while you're doing it as it looks afterwards?
Sometimes. There's a couple times where I kind of got off my rig, and if you're tight on your rig, and it can absorb a lot of it. And if your spurs are in their neck, it'll take a lot of pressure off your arm. And she's just wild enough that nothing was able to sit and hold and be tight. So it felt pretty crazy. And I felt like I was about four jumps out, and I was just like, oh, buddy, this is going to be hard. Like, I just was telling myself to hang on, don't stop. And then you can think a lot more when it's happening than you think, and it's possible when you watch it because it's so short. But I was thinking, just hang on. And then after I thought that, I'm like, well, I got to make it look good too. And I'm like, pull my feet, go. Hit her in the neck, go. There's just a lot of thinking going on to it. And then after the whistle, when she's spinning away from my hand, I'm thinking, all right, take it easy now. And she takes a big jump and dips underneath her, throws me off away from my hand, and I was like, yep, I'm hung up. So the main thing there was just everybody yells at you to get to your feet, but what they forget to realize, I'm kind of a short kid, and when your hand's stuck to the top of a horse, my feet don't touch the ground. So it's all hang on to your rig and then pull up and get your hand out, which didn't work until she fell on me.
As we stay with the bareback competition, you end up being able to post a very good score. I actually had you landed in the top 10 for a while there until some of the rest of the competition catches up. But in terms of what you were able to do, how did you feel your performance was, and what did you take away from that?
For the few days after that first horse, I wasn't very happy with it. I was kind of mad because I was watching every perf, and there may be one bad, you know, junk horse in the group. Everything else was just good jump kickers. A lot of time, just would be fun to ride, and I got a miserable son of a gun. Then old world champion Kelly Wardell was out there, and he was PRCA promoter out there, and I went by, and I've seen him and talked to him quite a few times when I'm with my dad, and he hollered at me, and I went and talked to him, and he's like, you got on that paint horse the other day, didn't you? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, man, them judges really took you for what you was worth. And I'm like, how do you figure? And he says, I had that horse, me and a guy with him too, he's a pro rodeo producer, both had him marked about 72, 73. He says, they gypped you a good 10 points on that, which would put me even higher in the round. So that the fact that old world champion thought I made a heck of a bareback ride and was going to be a lot of points kind of really got me fired up for my next horse. And I kind of needed it too, because that horse was really shy, kind of spitfire. And then that horse wasn't very good either. But no, I rode her the best I could. And the main struggle was just getting out of the chute on her, because she was a chute-fighting horse real bad. And then finding out I made the short go, top 20 in the world, is try not to be shell-shocked about it. I mean, I tried to think of it just as the rodeo, and that's what I tried to go about it the whole week, is this is just a rodeo. And then after I realized I made the short go, you know, that top 20 at that high of a level, I realized that it's a big rodeo, but I made it, and I shouldn't be nervous at any kind of rodeo, because I can make this stage. I can make anything I want if I try at it. So.
Dalton Kingery joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Dalton, you're just talking about some of the different people that you had the chance to converse with, and I know you told me going in that that's one of the fun things about the National High School Finals Rodeo is the people that you meet and getting to have those interactions. It sounded like you got to meet some more exciting people, some fun people, and also somebody that you're going to be running into down the road.
Yeah, I met a bunch of people and kind of caught up. Someone I forgot to tell you earlier was some of my friends from Minnesota who have, you know, kind of a group. I've got my Buck Wild group here in Iowa. It's kind of a fun thing. And then they've got a group, Uno, up North Outlaws. Hung out with them a bunch, and they are a ton of fun. And then also met some new people. Met a bunch of buddies from Texas. Met up with a kid from Canada I met last year, and then met a kid from France. His name's Enzo, and he was a foreign exchange student rodeoing for South Carolina. Hung out with him a bunch. I was laughing the whole time I was with him. He's just ornery and goofy as can be. It turns out him and I are going to be roommates down at college. He kind of started asking me about school and what I was going to do, and just told him I was going to Fort Scott, and he goes, "For Coach Cross? Really?" And when he talks, he tries to hide his French accent. And he's been in South Carolina long enough, he's kind of getting that accent. But he don't hide the French one very well, and it all comes together. And it's just, even if what he says ain't funny, it's funny how he says it. And I says, "Yeah, that's where I'm going." He goes, "Me too, me too." And I'm just like, "That's awesome, we should be roommates." He says, "That'll be awesome." So he's just funny. I got a kick out of him.
When we started this interview, you were talking about just the entire experience and the fact that it was going to be your last National High School Finals rodeo. And not only that, but you got to go out, you had family out there, you had all the people that were close and important to you in one place. So when you put that all into one big envelope, how do you encapsulate that final experience here for this go-around?
Well, it was literally something that I'm going to remember my whole life. Like, I remember a lot of things about Gillette, but there's a lot about Gillette that I forgot. I didn't really take a moment of Rock Springs for granted. Like, I went with my dad and went and saw the wild horse corrals, seen a bunch of wild Mustangs, tried to meet as many people as I could. Just walking down the road, if I see someone driving on a golf cart, I put my thumb out and be like, "Hey, can I have a ride?" and start talking to them. I just met as many people as I could, and not just meeting them, but then went and hung out with them, you know, became friends with them. It's nice knowing I've got friends in all corners of the country, you know, now France. and I was able to spend it with some very special people. Most of my family came out there, and we were all staying in really close quarters, got a little bit hectic at times, and was able to be with my girlfriend out there and spend that with her. Most people take their girlfriend to a movie or dinner. I took mine to Wyoming. Being able to spend that big thing with her and making the short go and having that memory is going to be with me for a long time.
Well, Dalton, one final question. You move on from here. We talked about college last time. You mentioned getting ready to go to Fort Scott. It's coming up really soon. You said school starts the 20th of this month, so it'll be here before we know it. What are the last things that you do still here in Monroe before you take off and head to Kansas?
Well, trying to find a laptop. Trying to get a few things done to make my mom more comfortable. I could go down there right now, to be honest. I want mom to be happy when I go down there, not stressing about it. I was wanting to take a break after Nationals. I was trying to heal up. I had some owies, but got back from Wisconsin and kind of felt the urge to get back on some bucking horses. So trying to find some rodeos right now. My brother's entered in a few. I kind of miss Collins, but I know some people, so I'm going to see what I can do, get in them. But I suppose just rodeo.
That sounds good. Well, it's what you do, and it's what you're committed to. So I want to wish you the best of luck in the future. It's been fun to talk to you here a couple times now. Learn about rodeo. Learn about what you do. It's been fun to watch that. And again, so thanks for sharing some of the time with me. I've really appreciated that. Best of the luck in the future. Hope to talk to you again down the road sometime.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Once again, Dalton Kingery from PCM High School joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page. More up next on KNIA KRLS.